On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Bajani and Creighton taking a night off. I believe the Creighton part of that has a little tummy ache.
Yeah.
Shout out to PC. Hope you're feeling better, brother.
Or he's being lazy.
Or he's being lazy.
As he likes to say.
As he likes to say to everyone else. Give him a little bit of taste of his own medicine. Mm-hmm.
Lazy, man.
But no,
lazy
PC. He's been working pretty hard lately. I can see yesterday he was pretty tired. Mm-hmm. He was. We went to, where was it? Tacos or Go-Go yesterday before the show.
You know, my girlfriend loves that place.
Really?
Yeah.
First time I had it, it was good.
She loves their quesadillas. And in my head, I'm just like, it's a quesadilla, babe. What do you mean?
So you're not, you're like, yeah, it's all right.
No, yeah, I mean, if you sit here and say a place is good and all you've tried is a quesadilla.
Oh, so that's her go-to. That's all she wants.
Yeah, no, I mean, she'll eat other stuff. And
okay.
Shout out to my girl, not trying to like down on her. But it's just like, if you're sitting here saying the quesadilla is what makes the restaurant good, I don't know if I can, I don't know if you're appealing.
If
your opinion is valid, especially with like a Mexican place, so.
Hey, I'm not going to get you in trouble. Okay, so I'm not trying to get you in trouble. That's all you.
That's just me.
That's all good. But no, tried that out, and it was good. It was good. But PC been working hard, man. He's been doing his ring announcing as well,
mm-hmm.
in, you know, on Fridays and things like that. And he sounds, I said it yesterday, you know, the next Michael Buffer, man. Like, he sounds good. Like,
he
knows what he's doing it
now. Oh, for sure.
He got it down. So shout out to Bajani and Creighton. They will be back soon. PC should be here tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. All right. Let's get back into a little bit of NBA news. And it does involve your Houston Rockets, I should say. So there's an SI article out talking about different goings on around the league. And they mentioned that the Nets may want to move up from the number 19 pick in this year's NBA draft, which is in a few weeks. Like, the draft is quickly approaching. So they have the number 19 pick overall, do the Brooklyn Nets. They're thinking about moving up into the lottery, offering Cam Johnson, who I am a big fan of.
Me too.
I love Cam Johnson, dog.
Me too, man.
Hoop heads right here. I love Cam Johnson. I love his game. They would offer Cam Johnson and the number 19 pick, and it's said that they would either want to jump up to the Raptors at number 9 and offer them that pick and Cam Johnson, or the Rockets at number 10. So, and a bad contract. So they would be willing to take back a bad contract for Cam Johnson and the 19 pick in exchange for the number. They want the number 10 overall pick if they can't get the Raptors number 9, more than likely. How do you feel about that? I mean, you just, you know, we both just said it right here. We both love Cam Johnson's game. How do you think he would fit in Houston, though, specifically?
To me, I mean, just kind of depends on where you want to play him. Do you want to play him as a 3? Do you want to play him as a 4? And now, how Ime does the whole rotations and all that stuff, it also kind of, is there going to be room for the other guys, Tari Eason, Jabari Smith? I mean, it just, all that depends. But overall, I think, I mean, talk about a guy that can shoot.
Yeah.
You're bringing that guy in here. You're talking about a guy that has a little bit, he can get it. He can get his own shot, kind of get going.
Yeah.
But to me, it's mostly that 3-point shooting that you've been missing.
That's what they need.
So to me, and this is kind of what I was talking about with PC on Monday. When he was solo, he was just like kind of like the mock drafts and who they have the Rockets drafting. And I was just like, if I'm the Rockets, I'm finding a way to trade that
yes.
pick and bring in a more veteran, a more established kind of guy that can come in and help your need, which is 3-point shooting. And maybe, a guy that can kind of create his own shot.
I feel like this season, regardless of losing in the first round, I get it. But I believe this season established the Rockets as maybe not quite yet a championship contender, but definitely a contender, someone you expect to be in the playoffs next year.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I don't think anyone you draft at number 10 in this draft is going to make a world of difference on the main roster next year.
And not only that, but to kind of add on, you got to think about it. How many minutes is this guy going to get? I mean, Cam Whitmore couldn't get any minutes.
How many did Reed Shepard get?
Another guy that couldn't get minutes. So that's also why I'm just like, yeah. I mean, the guy that you draft, he's probably going to be a development player that it's going to sit. Probably not going to get a lot of time. Might have to send him to the G League so he can actually get some time. So yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah. If you want to jump in on the conversation, we're talking Rockets right now. Text line or call in, either one, 713-572-4610. Holla at your boys. Got Chris and Chris in here tonight. Chris and Chris. So Cam Johnson, I just want to mention this. Cam Johnson had a breakout season in Brooklyn. Now, I get it. It was in Brooklyn. And one thing I always say about basketball especially is someone has to score points. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, no. I mean,
someone has to score points. So sometime now, he averaged 18, almost 19 points a game this past season, which is a career high for him, right? Had a breakout season. Averaged the most minutes of his career at 31.6. I mean, he had a good season. He shot the three at 39%. You don't think the Rockets could use that? 39% from three?
I don't think. I believe they need that.
Yes. You know they need that. Desperately. I mean, the NBA, not even just the NBA, basketball in general, now, I mean, you can go even lower than high school and see these kids jacking up threes. That's what basketball, Chris, am I right or wrong? That's what basketball is now.
That's what it's become. I mean, nowadays, people prefer to take the three than the easy bucket, which frustrates me, which makes me scratch my head, but it's just how it is. And
I can't tell you how it doesn't matter the team, whether it's someone I've rooted for or picked or whatever it is. I can't tell you how frustrated I get when I see a guy pass up sometimes a layup to either take it back out or pass it out to a guy open for three. I get it. I understand what analytics says.
It's a 50-50 shot.
I get it, man. I get it. But when you got an easy bucket, take the points.
Take that all day.
But how frequently do we see this in the NBA now where guys will just pass up? And this is me just kind of going on a sidebar here. I'm sorry, but it just irritates the hell out of me when professional players do this. Ain't talking about high school guys or even college guys. No, these are professional ball players. But, you know, it's just one of those things. But, yeah, I believe Cam Johnson would be a good fit. Whether you ran him at the three or the four, I believe you could play him and Amen Thompson at the same time, along with Alperen Sengun, because even if Cam Johnson plays the four, he's going to be a stretch guy.
Yeah, he can space the floor.
He's not going to get in Sengun's way. Not one bit. Not at all. So I think that would be, I mean, hell, if I'm the Rockets, I don't wait for Brooklyn to reach out. I'm reaching out to them because, like you said, I think they should get rid of that pick. Number 10, whoever they draft at number 10, I don't care. There's nothing that player is going to do for them as far as their championship aspirations this year and probably not even a year, too.
Now, I will say, now this is just hypothetical, okay. And I kind of brought it up with BC, and it probably won't even happen because he probably won't even make it to 10. Is it Knipple? The kid from Duke.
Okay.
I think that's probably the only guy that I'd be willing to stay at 10.
The other kid from Duke.
Yeah. The other white boy.
Yeah.
The other white boy.
Let's be specific here now.
Yeah. Not Cooper, the other guy.
Exactly. That's we know where Cooper's going.
Yeah. He's going to
Dallas. He ain't getting past one. We know that.
Going to Dallas. That'd probably be...
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The only guy that I'd be willing to say, hey, I'd take him because I feel like that's a guy that can come in and help and contribute.
Right away?
Yeah, right away. That's probably the only guy, and maybe the center. I can't pronounce his name. Those are probably the only two guys. And the reason why I say the center is because, well, you don't know what's going to happen with Steven Adams.
Yeah, I talked about that. Steven Adams put a post up on like maybe a week or two, maybe like within the last 2 weeks. He put a post up on Instagram, I believe, and it was almost like he was just saying his goodbyes to the city of Houston.
Which
and I mean, what it meant for him to be here playing with this team, even though, you know, he was hurt mostly, I guess, the previous year.
Correct. Yeah, yeah, because he had gotten traded and he
exactly.
was hurt, and everybody was like, what are you doing? Why would you trade for a hurt player? And it's just like, well, now you know why.
But we saw why. Yeah. I mean, defense, rebounding. I mean, you need those things.
Veteran. I mean,
veteran leadership.
Mm-hmm.
On a young team, you need those you need at least a couple of those veteran guys. That have, even though he's never won a championship, he's been on teams that have made deep runs, whether it's OKC. Memphis had a little bit of time there for a couple of years where they were, you know, making a little noise before Ja started, you know, pulling out guns on everybody, beating up folks at the mall. Just saying. But Steven Adams, if they lose Steven Adams, that's to me, that's a big loss.
It is.
That's a huge loss if you lose Steven Adams. You gotta hope they can figure out a way to bring him back. Right? I mean, because even here's the thing, even if you draft the center that you're talking about at number 10, is he really going to play that much? What did we say about Ime Udoka earlier?
Yeah.
He don't play young guys.
He don't. But I mean, this is a guy that maybe, because I mean, what? Are you going to give minutes to Jock Landale?
Landale. You might have to. Now, and obviously we don't know what else they're going to do in the offseason as far as free agency outside of the draft. But again, getting back to Cam Johnson, if I am the Rockets, you know, now, short of going after, say, a Kevin Durant, if you can't make that happen, I think bringing in a player like Cam Johnson, I'm not going to say it's just as good because it's not, but he's a damn good young, and he's still pretty young, too. I believe he's like 27-ish,
yeah,
somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It's funny to think he was with that Phoenix team a few years ago that went to the conference finals.
Yeah, he was.
With Chris Paul.
Correct. Yeah.
Dirtiest player in the game right there, boy, I tell you. I know y'all think it's Draymond, but nah, it's Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, he does do some stuff.
Talk about junk grabber or puncher. That's Chris Paul. Am I wrong?
Nah, Draymond Green is undisputed champ.
Oh, come on. Mitchell, you going to have to stop, man.
Steven, he kicked.
You're gonna have to stop.
He kicked Steven Adams' jewels twice in one series.
But
that's impressive.
But see, here's the thing:
it's the most all time.
You could argue that when you jump and your leg goes up, that's involuntary sometimes. Because Dennis Rodman used to grab rebounds like that, where he would jump and his legs go up. You can't argue when a guy just reaches down and punches a guy in the sack. You can't argue that. That's
you also
not an
can't
accident.
Argue.
That's not an accident.
You also can't argue when you come down and then you're. Other leg just so happens to randomly come up, and then you're like flopping after nobody touches you. And well,
see, I don't remember all that.
He's pretty accurate too.
I'm old though. So.
You know him with the no look.
You don't remember, or are you choosing not to remember?
It might be a little bit of that. It might be a little bit of that. Oh my goodness! For my money, Chris Paul is the dirtiest player in the game.
Well, that's
all I'm saying.
I think I'm gonna have to lean a little bit with Mitch over there.
Okay. I mean, that's, you know, that's cool.
That's rare, and that's rare, by
that's
the way.
That's rare.
That is very rare for Chris to be on my side, by the way.
That's all right, man. Y'all just teamed up on me. It's cool. Y'all got me this time. It's cool. But again, back to the Rockets. I think, you know, short, and I don't think the Giannis thing is going to happen with the Rockets. I don't even know if he's going to leave Milwaukee.
I mean, because there's rumors, right?
There's rumors, but I think they might figure something out. Can't get Kevin Durant. If that doesn't work out, Rockets, Cam Johnson.
I mean, it'd be a pretty good fallback option. I mean, yeah, I mean.
And he's not going to take up as much salary cap space as a Kevin Durant.
Not only that, and you're not going to have to basically give up your whole team.
Nope.
So, to me, I'm for it if you're not able to get KD or possibly Giannis. It's not a bad fallback.
I mean, we just saw it in the SI article. They're asking for the 10th pick and a bad contract. Here you go. Take it. You can have it. Take this contract. My word. It'll be interesting. But before we hit the break here, do you see any, like, do you actually see a big move coming from the Rockets this offseason?
when you say big move, do you mean like a KD and Giannis, or do you mean
or even a Cam Johnson? Because to me, that would be a pretty big move to bring in a guy that can shoot like that, add him to, you know, play him with Amen Thompson, Alperen Sengun, Jalen Green. And on top of that, if you bring him in, you're not giving up a Jalen Green.
You're not.
As much as people are frustrated with him right now, he's still a good player. Still got Fred VanVleet. So I think that's a great addition.
I do believe they make a move.
Think so? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I think they saw, hey, we were a second seed. This is what this young squad got us. Let's see if we can add a little bit more, whether it be trade or whatever they decide to do, a free agency, just to you know, bolster that squad and see if they can continue to, you know, make that next step.
Exactly. I hear you there. All right, let's hit the break here, and coming back, we'll take a look at some hot leads.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.